The University of the Philippines Open University celebrates the 18th anniversary of its foundation this 2013. To celebrate this major milestone, UPOU will undertake various activities and programs connecting minds, lives, communities. The UP Open University will strengthen its engagement with the local community. To do this, the university shall construct the UPOU Community Hub. It is a space where students, interested parties, and other members of the local community can learn, find relevant entertainment, source information, and meet with each other. It shall house offices that have direct contact with the general public, the information office, the library, and the UPOU Learning Center. The Roundtable Discussion Series is organized by the Office of the Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs and the faculties. This is a venue for exchanging ideas, evaluating concepts and frameworks, and sharing innovations in the practice of open and distance e-learning. A roundtable discussion on teaching and learning with tablet computers will be held under the auspices of the OSAID-funded UPOU Tablet Study led by the Faculty of Education. The UPOU Tablet Study is one of several projects pioneering the use of tablet computers in Philippine schools. The roundtable discussion shall bring together project implementers to share and discuss project outcomes, lessons learned, and recommendations for effective, appropriate, and sustainable use of tablet computers in basic education in the Philippines. In line with UPOU's mandate of public service, it will offer courses under the Massive Open Online Courses or MOOCs framework. MOOCs are free and open to all. They can accommodate thousands of learners. Under the eLearn project of the Faculty of Information and Communication Studies, the following will be offered as MOOCs: Android Apps Development, Technopreneurship, Digital Imaging, Website Development for Non-Techies. The first two courses shall be developed in partnership with Smart Telecommunications. Through e-teaching world languages, UPOU will offer online language courses aimed at certifying teachers on the teaching of foreign languages such as Spanish, Tihongo, French, and Chinese. For each program track, UPOU will partner with a university in the country where the foreign language is a first language. For the Spanish track, UPOU has partnered with Universidad Nacional Educación a Distancia, or UNED. IEPNAI aims to train grassroots Filipino women on digital literacy to bring about economic empowerment, social development, confidence and self-esteem, and leadership-enhanced participation in community activities. IEPNAI is the offshoot of UPOU's Philippine Digital Literacy for Women campaign in collaboration with Intel Philippines and the Philippine Community eCenter Network. The Office of the Vice Chancellor for Finance and Administration shall hold a seminar on e-commerce for government transactions. Areas to be covered are e-commerce law, BIR rulings and regulations on e-commerce, auditing and accounting rules and regulations on e-commerce. The seminar will be held in cooperation with the Philippine Institute of Certified Public Accountants, IRI-UPLB, on April 2013 at the CCDL Auditorium, UPOU Los Baños, Laguna. Ugnayan with Alumni is an activity to be co-organized by the UPOU Alumni Foundation Incorporated and the UPOU Information Office. This aims to gather graduates of UPOU to give them the opportunity to renew their ties with each other and with the university. Ugnayang Pangkalikasan is an upscaling project of the UPOU Earth Ambassadors. It aims to strengthen the partnership between the UPOU Faculty of Management and Development Studies, Yakap Kalikasan, Dayap Elementary School, Santo Domingo Elementary School, and The Learning Place. This project shall train a core group of elementary students and teachers to promote awareness of sustainable development, biodiversity conservation, and management of natural ecosystems and traditional socio-ecological landscapes. The wood carving competition is UPOU's contribution to the annual international celebration of World Wood Day. The competition theme is Wood, Art, Joy, and Culture. It will highlight the crucial role of wood in the development and preservation of human civilization, culture, and the environment. Members of the wood carving communities in Betis, Guagua, Pampanga, and Paite, Laguna will participate in this event to be held on March 2013 at the National Computer Center, Diliman, Quezon City, in collaboration with the International Wood Culture Society and UPOU Foundation Incorporated. Our dependence on electronic equipment is giving rise to an environmental challenge, electronic waste. As an institution mindful of its community and environment, UPOU is committed to responsible e-waste management. Watch out for UPOU's e-waste management seminar and advocacy through the arts. An organic agriculture demo farm has been established at the UPOU headquarters as part of the continuing education course on organic agriculture offered by the Faculty of Management and Development Studies. The farm shall serve as laboratory and experimental venue on organic agriculture for students and researchers, serve as demonstration area of appropriate organic farming techniques and strategies, and showcase products and results of organic agriculture. The Green UPOU website shall serve as a repository of information on green policies, practices, and activities. Through the website, UPOU hopes to increase public awareness about sustainable development, biodiversity conservation, and environmental management. The UPOU Indie Film Festival, featuring independent film productions by Filipinos, shall be held in August 2013 at the CCDL Auditorium. The festival will also showcase the entries in the UPOU Digital Video Competition held in 2012 and 2013. Talk the Walk is a collaborative public art project of the UPOU cultural community. It involves the creation of molded objects bearing texts that evoke the spirit of open and distance e-learning. The objects will be installed along the walk, a landscaped network of walkways behind the UPOU main building, with the aim of encouraging members of the UPOU community to explore their natural environs and lead a more active lifestyle. As the UP Open University celebrates its 18th anniversary, it intensifies its commitment to making quality education more open. Openness goes beyond breaking down traditional barriers of time and space. It is also about collaboration, partnerships, and relationships. Openness is about rethinking our ways to transform our minds, invigorate our lives, and build sustainable and more humane communities.